The Phoenix police chief will be suspended tomorrow. And an independent report has also led to demotions of three assistant chiefs.
You gave her the punishment you said you thought was warranted. Is it time for her to step down?
No.
KTAR's Peter Seymour joins us live with the latest.
Becky, on top of that, a sergeant suspected at the center of this controversy has been suspended, and he could be under criminal investigation. An external review said leadership avoided proper channels to file those bogus charges.
You never want to see a report like that about your police department or your city. You know, we have to face it head on and make the changes that are necessary as a result of their findings.
City manager Ed Zuercher won't fire Chief Jerry Williams for a lack of oversight to stop gang charges against police use of force protesters in October.
They were not informing her, and why was that? And so that's why she is following up on accountability for those who did not keep her informed.
Zuercher orders her to fix internal communications protocols and to make systemic policing changes.
She grew up in this community. She knows this department. She knows the community. She is the change agent that can lead this department through the changes they have to continue to make.
Those three assistant chiefs are dropped to commanders, and any commanders identified in the report from the law firm Ballard Spahr can never be promoted. Zuercher has asked the Arizona Attorney General's office to investigate parts of Phoenix Police for criminal wrongdoing.
But we are also doing further administrative investigation of some of the officers, sergeants, and others that were engaged in this.
Last October, Phoenix Police thought the demonstrators belonged to an anti-police gang, ACAB. I won't tell you what that stands for, but the probe determined slogan, not a gang.
And sometimes there are big problems like this that deal with people's First Amendment rights, that deal with failures of communication, systemic failures.
Zuercher understands that police are under a microscope after bad actors and high-profile incidents.
We have folks who are calling police officers terrible names, saying bad things about them. Nobody likes that. Nobody feels good about that. But in our role as public servants, we have to overcome that.
As another result of the Ballard Spahr report, Zuercher again reprimanded Williams separately after some of her officers produced and traded a challenge coin mocking a protester they shot in the groin with pepper balls in 2017. The investigation couldn't determine who made the coins. Reporting live, Peter Seymour, KTAR News.
Thank you, Peter. Phoenix's vice mayor says the police are not following Chief Williams, so perhaps it's time for her to quit. Carlos Garcia also hopes the independent probe will force culture changes in the department.
Unfortunately, some of my colleagues have ignored, shut down, or even ridiculed some of these experiences. It's risen to a level of seriousness beyond the Department of Justice. As a city council, we need to take swift actions to make sure we handle these issues.
Garcia wants the city to fire the demoted assistant chiefs and the officer who wrote the report to bring on the gang charges for the protesters.